reporting.
Lately, there has been a debate over the need or otherwise for the office of an administrator general, following complaints by David Yarrow, who heads the office, that he is not well resourced, neither was he invited to be part of the transitional team. Office of the Administrator General is responsible for taking inventory of all government facilities and properties before power is transferred. Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentle, is of the view that the head of civil service, state protocol and the Public Services Commission can do the work of the Administrator General and therefore considers Mr. Yarrow's office as redundant.
They are not doing their jobs well. And if they were doing their job well, they would have the inventory, other things. One. Number two, you said maybe they are busy with other things, and so you need somebody to focus. And you then said transitions are key. These three things are my points. Point number one, they are not doing their job well. If somebody is not doing their job well, you make them do it well, or you fire them. We pay these people, we buy them all kinds of things, they live in government bungalows, and the simple basic duty of keeping an inventory of state resources, you, what are you doing for which reason you can't do that? And if we have a transition bill, it's a nice thing. But if you say the head of civil service and the head of state protocol and the head of the Public Services Commission shall constitute a committee to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which they should be doing anyway. Number two, you say maybe they are busy with certain things, somebody must be focused. That in a transition like we have it now, once in every 8 years or once in every 4 years, there is nothing more important to do than to have an inventory and put it out and make sure we have a good transition for these three people to do. So it is not possible for them to tell me that at this time they are doing something which is so important, somebody else has to come and do this job. In any case, they are the custodians over the 4 years. In between those 4 years, in between the 8 years, what does this man do? So the thing about the man does something for the transition period, and this law, its inefficiency is being revealed now that in the transition committees that have been set, he does not have any.
Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentle. Meanwhile, Associate Professor at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Ransford Jampo, is of the view that the Transition Act 2012, Act 845, is a unique one to ensure smooth transfer of power. Therefore, the Office of the Administrator General must be adequately resourced to perform creditably. He was categorical that to ensure efficiency, the Office of the Administrator General cannot be made an appendage of another.
I still don't quite share that sentiment. I think that it's not a matter of he not being able to garner the needed clout. If you want him to get the clout, he will get. It depends on how we take a second look at the act, and they also recognize the fact that he is the linchpin. He is a key person insofar as transition is concerned. And so if we want to strengthen him, let's do that, because I don't want to say that, I mean, in this country you have so many state institutions that exist that have been deficient, you know, in delivering on their mandate, and we've not thought about resourcing, and we've not thought about strengthening them. And now it's about this particular creation within this act. I don't want to delve so much into the murky waters of strengthening some other institutions that, you know, you discuss it. But for me, the Administrator General's office is quite unique in ensuring smooth transition and transfer of power. And so rather than subjecting or subsuming everything under the act, you know, under other existing state bodies that over the years have been dysfunctional and have not been able to do what is required of them. I mean, if the head of the public service, for instance, if they are doing their work well, then they should be able to have inventory. They should be able to know who is residing in which government bungalow, whether the person is entitled to remain there in perpetuity or the person is supposed to be kicked out within a certain. But the point is that they have other responsibilities. Maybe they have, you know, the responsibilities are that enormous that would not allow them to concentrate fully on transition. You know, transitions are key. If you're talking about democratic transitions are key. And so you need somebody who is solely focused and solely in charge of some of these processes, rather than subsuming or just making these duties as an appendage, you know, of other responsibilities.
Associate Professor at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Lagon, Ransford Jampo.